The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right, welcome everybody back to Lost Mine of Phandelver. Today we have our 10th installment of the adventure. Last we left our party, they were in the hideout underneath the manor. What's the name of the manor? Of course, everything decided to stop working at once.
Red Mirrors or Red?
It's the Red Brand Hideout underneath the, Tressendar Manor. Which is the old manor that's almost castle-like building that's up on top of the hill just outside to the east of the main body of Phandalin. They entered into this hideout area, encountered a Nothic, defeated it, and then proceeded to continue exploring the hideout. Discovered a secret door in one of the attached rooms to the cavern area that the Nothic is. And that led to a room that contained 3 sarcophagi and 3 skeletons, whom they engaged, defeated, and discovered a little bit of treasure in the sarcophagi. That is where we left off last time. What would you guys like to do?
So there's two doors in this room, northeast corner and southeast corner.
Three technically. When you came through.
Two other doors.
And on the eastern wall, there is one on the north side of the eastern wall, and a double doors on the south portion of the eastern wall. Those double doors are clad in copper that is tarnished over time.
Does the door has like keyhole or something? I mean, can see through on the door?
Not really. No. I mean, there is a lock, but you can't really see through it.
There's a lock, so it's a.
It's lockable. It is. You know, you don't know if it's locked.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And this is a pillar, right? Because of the shape of it.
It's a faux pillar, a faux column, which is kind of decorative. This is not uncommon for this kind of architecture. It looks nice, but it doesn't really provide much in the way of functionality.
I see. And HP check. Does anyone need heal or something? I know I'm down to 11 from 17. Does anyone need any heal?
I'm down 4 as well.
You're down to 4. Down by 4. Okay. Check my spell.
Probably Eagle. I mean, me and Tancred can lead the rest of things, like, because I think me and Tancred are like full health.
Yeah, I'm at full hit points.
Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking, should I recover before next encounter?
I'm sorry, you're down how many? 6.
6. Yes. I can.
Yeah, I would do a cure spell.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe use a potion.
How many times can you cast a spell a day?
And easy you have slots for.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, how many do you have?
Me? I have 2 slots. But I don't think I have cure. I don't think I learned
Cure. You just have Lay on Hands.
Yeah, I actually have Cure Wounds.
Oh, you have?
And it healed 1d8, so...
Yeah, it's, so 4 is a little bit too...
Yeah, like, 4 for me is kind of like, eh, it's probably not worth it.
Similar to me that I also have Cure Wounds, but yeah, it's a 1d8. But I'm down to 5. I'm down by 6, so...
You have only 11 hit points total?
No, I have 17, but now I only have 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, it's okay. It should be fine.
What does the cure potion do? Oh, we don't actually. You and I don't have them, Sanswood.
Don't we have cure potion?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, we don't have it. Only Eagle Eye and
Lillian have them. Yeah.
It's okay. It should be.
How many slots do you have?
3.
And you've used? Have you used any of them?
No. And I can also I can wild shape into an animal once.
That's true.
Yeah,
that'll get you back at full hit points.
It won't, but it will give me some HP shield, like 35 or 40.
DM, I thought when he changes form into a wild form, he goes to full hit points in that form.
Yeah,
in that form, yeah.
Yeah, but when I turn it back, it's I'm still...
You're back to what you were, but any hit points you lost in your wild form are not transferred back to your normal form.
Only if there's over damage. Only
right.
If there's over damage. 5 hit points left, they do 10 points of damage. You do 10. You do 5 of those. That 5 spillover damage does do damage to your primary form.
Right. Yeah.
So as long as you transform back before you go negative, you're fine.
Yeah. So I think it should be fine. I won't cast any... Yeah.
Well, if you're going to get hit, you're going to get hit. You might as well use up the hit points of your wild shape. It's right, not right, like you can't wild shape into that shape anymore.
Right. That's the point. Is that if we go into combat and he goes wild shape, he goes to full hit points. So the fact that he's down 6 in his human form, or sorry, gnome form,
is not an immediate problem. That's true.
Non-animal form.
Right.
So I think we could just we need to try like one of these rooms. If that's the case, we could just proceed further and try and see like what's behind.
Yeah, them. I feel this door has something big behind, right? Because the door is.
So you said there was a key. There was a key lock.
There is a way to lock the door. Yeah. Sure. There. You know, Sansord looked to see if he could see through it. Can't really see through it.
Okay. Does
someone want to go through the sarcophagi and look through the remains to see if there's a key?
Can we slide?
We already searched them.
Yeah,
we found the rings.
Found the rings, but no keys.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you don't recall, Sanswood decided his best option was to burn everything.
It's about
an enclosed room underground.
Well, so who's best equipped? Okay. Who's best at determining if the door is trapped and trying to unlock the door? Is that actually you, Lillian?
Let's bear in mind that simply having a lock does not necessarily mean it's locked.
Yeah,
that's true.
Slightly pushed it to see if we can open it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do that.
Do you want to check?
I'm still debating with you. Should I do it?
Yeah, Mr. walks into the skeleton room unprepared.
Would it be perception?
I'm sorry, Jeff, what was that?
To see if it's locked.
If you want to do a perception check to see if it's locked, you can do that.
Well, I'm at 0. Does anyone have better
bonus? I'm +2.
I do have some perception. We can try one by one. I mean, yeah, I'm also +2.
Well, whoever's best should go first.
I mean, I'll just go.
+2. Yeah.
I'll just do it.
Okay.
And we're talking about the
the double door.
And this one's wooden, correct?
The north door.
The single door is wooden.
Right.
So in fact, it's
flammable.
The double doors are probably wooden underneath the copper cladding.
Oh. That's true. So before I leave my current position, I whisper to Sanswood that there's something further up in the corner of the room that he can burn. He still has the itch. And I'll check this door for traps.
And at the same time, I leave I move a little bit further the door. I don't want
to. You don't see any sign of any traps in the door.
I'll go ahead and try and open it quietly.
Aside from the fact that it's a fairly heavy door, it opens.
It opens
fine. And reveals.
I'm trying to believe the
giant red dragon.
I'm closing this door.
Maybe.
See, a 20-foot radius effect would be... No, just kidding.
A fireball.
It opens up into a hallway that is 10-foot wide and 40-foot long. Uh-oh. Toward the end of the hallway, there does appear to be another small hallway leading off of it. And it has, there are faux columns, as I mentioned before, to either side. I suppose I could give you the full description. Thick dust covers the flagstones of this somber hallway. The walls are decorated with faux columns every 10 feet, and the double doors at the west end, which you just opened, are sheathed in copper plate, now green with age. And yeah, that's all you can see from that standpoint, because the rest of it is if you came from the other end.
Right. Go ahead.
I would like to look for any traps there.
Where would you like to check for traps? Who's checking for traps? And give me a perception roll after you tell me.
Somewhere over here.
So you're looking for traps somewhere in apparently.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm using the wrong right around here. Perception 7.
All that ego.
you don't particularly see anything suspicious at all in this hallway.
I want to do the same check, but a specific one. I'm looking for trap or any footsteps that, because you say it's dusty, right? So
there, yeah, it is.
I want to also observe if there are any footprints on the hallway.
Well, that's a different check. That would be a tracking type activity. You would do like a nature check, I would think, if you want. Oh no, you're a. If you're looking, if you're trying to track, that would be a survival check.
Hey, I have +4. Then let me do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to look.
Specifically for footprints.
Yeah, footprint. Yeah. Not specific for footprints, but it can also be a tails or trace. But any form of like
a sign that someone came through here.
Yeah. Something or someone. Yeah, some living or. On that, I don't know. Yeah.
Five. That's a natural nice one.
There's so much dust, and it's really hard to say. While the dust is not uniform, the way it's kind of messy in here. Just I don't know. It's hard for you to tell. You don't know what's a footstep and what's a something else. You don't really know.
Okay.
How do we say to others, hey, I think there's no one crossing by this hall for a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to just assume that with everybody looking down this hallway, it seems relatively safe. So I'm going to just start sneaking down around to look around the corner here.
Sneaking?
Yes, you always got to do everything sneakily. Otherwise, what's the point?
Ooh. What?
Natural 20.
That's 20.
Wow. What? I don't know you.
Make a dexterity check for me.
Why didn't that roll?
Dexterity check. Is there?
Just click on dexterity. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
19.
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. So as you're as you get about 10 or 15 feet into the hallway, a pit opens up.
Pit.
And you fall 20 feet to the dirt floor beneath. And you take 3 points.
Oh, not bad, not bad.
That was, yeah, that's almost minimum damage. So
half of the average, that's not bad.
That's nearly minimum damage. So no big deal. Now, you are now prone at the bottom of this 20-foot pit. There you go.
So for us, we see her vanish in the hallway, right? She tried to go by.
Yeah, and you see the pit open.
Okay, we saw the
pit. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. If you're looking down the hallway, you see it's a 10-foot wide and 10-foot long trap. It is very obvious. You know, it's a pit that opens up.
Eagle Eye is strong enough to pick up Lillian?
It's 20 feet down. You're talking about the flight.
Flight, yeah. I could just fly down and...
That's an excellent question.
How heavy are you, Lillian? With all your equipment?
Yeah, my equipment carried is 87 and a half.
Not terribly heavy.
But you can also fly the equipment up separately.
True.
You can also just lower you a rope.
Yeah.
I would assume that some of you would have rope.
You won't exactly be struggling against him, right? I don't know, maybe you will.
I have 50 foot of rope on me.
So do I.
And I could throw rope 20 feet, so.
I don't think I do it, but I have 50 feet of rope too.
Yeah.
We all have it. Like.
I'll not really yell for help, but just say, hey, you know, somebody mind dropping me a line?
Vivian, can you see anything underneath? Sounds shiny. Or poor thing, I don't know. Maybe someone is.
Oh, I don't know. My ankle's kind of hurting, but yeah, sure. I'll dig around in the dirt.
And I can throw you a rope, of course. I tried to not.
Well, I wasn't aware that my cooperation here was the only way out of this pit.
I'm just asking a favor. I'm not a favor.
I think on this side as well, Lillian.
Don't mind me. The rat will just dig around down here. You don't have to burn it quite yet.
You don't really see anything, find anything down at the bottom of the pit. It's just an annoyance.
I hold the end of the rope and throw the other ends into the pit.
Okay, you're gonna basically just help him get up using a rope rather than flying. Sure, that doesn't even require a roll. You're able to get him out of the pit. And looking at this pit, you see that there is barely enough ledge around this trap that if you wanted to, it would require a little bit of a dexterity check, an acrobatics check, but you could probably skirt around the outside of this pit if you wanted to. Obviously, Eagle Eye doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But since you raised Lillian up on the wrong side of the pit, she would have to make that check as well.
Like Which one?
So Lillian, so Sandor raised up Lillian, threw the rope down and brought up Lillian. They're now on the wrong side of the pit. Whereas it might be
the right side of the pit.
Well, while we're over here, I'm going to suggest to Eagle Eye that you're free to move.
Yep.
Do you want to go through and check what's at the end of the hallway?
That's what I was thinking too. Like, maybe sure. I could just
move along. Just take a peek.
Take a quick peek. Your pursuer wouldn't have any difficulty following you back here if you decided just to fly over anyway.
I'm just gonna fly over here. Just to take a quick peek.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
No, nothing. I'm just nervous.
And the next thing you know, a poison arrow is sticking out of the back of your neck.
Or a dragon.
This is a little hard to really explain because there's some weirdness to this. But basically, it's a 10-foot hall that ends in a doorway. It looks a little weird, but unless you die between now and then, you'll understand later why that is.
So I'm going to just announce to tell everyone that I found a door.
What is this?
That's a door. 10-foot hallway to a door. I said it like I said. It looks a little weird because it doesn't make a lot of sense because of some other things going on in the map. But you'll understand as long as you don't die between now and the time you go through that door.
Can I just do a perception check just to make sure if there is something over here or is there any sound or something?
You can always do a perception check.
Eleven.
It just appears to be exactly as it seems. A 10-foot hallway ending in a door.
Ending in a door.
I think I should go and check it, but I'm wondering
So to cross the pit, what role would we need to make to jump? That would be an athletic check.
A jump. That is based upon your strength, and actually, let me check the rules. That may make it.
Jumping 10 feet is a non-trivial task, especially for.
But we get a running. Well, we get a running start, but
you get a running start. There's also the fact that that within the concept of Dungeons and Dragons, you are heroic people. A 10 is an average stat score, and anything above that is gets much better than average very quickly. So I think the rule is 10 times your strength score.
10 times your strength bonus?
Strength score. Your actual...
140 feet?
100 feet.
Yeah, I know. It sounds
That's some jumping.
It is.
Here's another. You said there was a small ledge. Around the outside. So does anyone have something that can attach a rope to the wall so that way we can shimmy along the ledge but also hold on to the rope?
We can ask EOI to hold the rope.
Yes, but the last person is going to have to go across it unaided and then coming back, we won't have anyone on the other side. So I'm trying to...
I could just fly back to the other end and then I could...
If EOI still survives...
That's true. But do you want to have... Pitons.
Yeah.
Or is there anything to tie? Can we tie it to the faux column?
Or can we tie it to the door?
It's tough to tie it to the faux column. You might be able to thread it around the door through the, around back through the hinge area of the door where it's a little, where it separates from the frame. The official ruling is on a long jump. When you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet up to your strength score if you move at least 10 feet on foot immediately before the jump. When you make a standing long jump, you can only leap half that distance. So because you have 10 feet to run, you can, unless any of you have less than 10 feet, if you only have a strength of 10, I'm going to make you make a dexterity check, but a pretty easy one. But if you've got more than 10, which I think all of you do, Sanswood.
Yeah.
A strength score in feet, not times 10.
Right.
Strength score in feet. Yes, I'm sorry. Did I say 10? Wow. That is a lot. Yes, I'm sorry. You're right. Your strength score in feet. Wow. How did I come up with 10 times?
Okay. Got it.
That's where the 140 feet was like, that doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You're right.
It feels like you guys can jump first, and then when I attempt to jump, you guys can catch me.
Then I'll give you an advantage on that athletics check.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to just say to the group, I've done enough falling for today, and just walk back into the crypt.
Hey, don't be so... or let's build a rope bridge. We have 50 feet of ropes, right? It's long enough to build a...
So no one has iron spikes or pitons?
No.
Okay.
But we have,
used to be part of the Explorer's Kit, but I guess not.
I had it on my previous character, so...
Yeah, it depends on which kit specifically you pick. There are different packages or different kits, some of which contain climbing gear, some of which don't.
I have a Jade Frog.
You have a what?
Jade Frog.
I heard the first half of that.
Jade Frog.
Jade Frog.
Oh, Jade Frog.
Yeah. It's not...
That's not going to help you with climbing.
Yeah. We don't have a totem.
All right, so let's tie the rope to the thread it through the door.
Yeah, that would be easier, I guess.
And use that. Well, we can.
Well, while you guys debate all of the different options for getting across there, I'm gonna sneak away, hopefully without any of you noticing, and go check out this door.
Give me a stealth roll.
See me. What's Am I stealthing away from my own teammates?
You are. They don't notice.
I'm pretty good. They're so busy
trying to figure out how to get out of this stupid pit that they have absolutely no idea.
22
left.
Why are you doing this? Okay.
So what are you gonna do? You're gonna listen.
So I'll look at this door, see if there's anything unusual.
We have perception checks. No, nothing seems to be unusual about that door.
I'll go ahead and try and give it an open.
Oh.
You keep doing whatever you're doing, too.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, let me...
Are you guys going to... Should I just go and explore this door in the meantime?
Yes,
up to you.
We don't know why. We don't even notice Lilian is doing that. So we are
the thing is that like you guys are trying to jump to the side. Right? Like, do you guys need my help or?
Oh, Lilian!
So you open this door.
You can't be chaotic unless you're chaotic. You know,
this long room is partitioned into three areas.
Chaotic suicidal.
With iron bars walling off the north and south, straw lines the floors of these cells, the hinged doors of which are secured by chains and padlocks. A pair of disheveled human women are held in the cell to the south, while a human boy is confined to the north. All are dressed in plain gray tunics, and have iron collars fitted around their necks. A heap of discarded clothing is piled carelessly against the far wall. That is what you see on opening the door.
Whoa.
Yeah, he doesn't see the other two things?
Oh, wow. Those are supposed to be on the DM layer. Damn it. No, you don't see those.
Okay.
I'll just pretend that I didn't. And even still, my choice of action here would be to quietly close the door again.
So, in the meantime, like, I'm planning on checking out this door.
Go for it.
Because I'm not so stupid to enter a room alone.
Yeah. No, like, anyway, like, for me, I have the flight of wind, the flight of step, or the step of whatever the thing is, like, just run away. So, yeah, I'm going to try and open this door and see, like, what's back.
Okay. Let's see.
So, I already did the perception check, right? Like, I didn't hear anything, I believe.
You did a perception check at the end. You were at the end of the hallway.
Okay.
You were looking around there. You can do another perception check if you want to see if you hear anything, it through that door.
I think I clicked it.
I'm not hungry.
Is it showing up? No, right?
Not yet.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, no, that's Lillian's.
Oh, that's Lillian's.
Oh, never mind. Let me just click it on roll 20 itself. It's not working.
Are you not... Oh, is it not connecting?
Oh, this thing is also... It's everything zero over here. Why? Let me try one more time.
Refresh your D&D Beyond page and make sure you're not in a... You're in the same browser, right? You're in the same...
Yeah. So
you're not in incognito mode anywhere.
Oh, no.
Okay. There you go. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, four. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so 19, that's good.
Let's see again.
Actually, they all came through, it looks like.
Yeah. Maybe lagging.
Persuasion, perception. I will go with the last one, which is to your advantage.
Oh, nice.
So... Yeah, you don't hear a lot. You hear what sounds like maybe the sloshing of water a little bit. Nothing really loud. You don't hear anything that sounds like movement or talking or sounds of people or creatures. But you do hear something that sounds like I said, like water. Maybe sloshing against the edge of something, stone or something.
I'm gonna try and open it and try and see what that sound is.
Okay. So let's see.
Well, while he's doing all this, I'm also gonna be walking back towards Sinswood and Tankrin. Let him know what I found.
What are you doing? Why? What are you doing that? So, how many?
You're not my mom. You can't tell me what
you say. You saw prisoners.
I'm just surprised.
Was there another door in the room?
Not that I could see.
Mm.
That's interesting that they would have to.
Sorry, this is a weird
crypt. Take them through the crypt to get to this dungeon, or to jail cell.
And for them to have passed those skeletons, they must have some control over them.
Right.
Mm.
So I'm just gonna go back and let everybody know that, like, okay. I found like an empty room.
Let me give you a quick description of the room. So this description is assuming you came through the door on the east side. So it sounds a little weird, but the door opens up to a 5-foot wide landing, 15 feet above a large cellar. You are actually the door you opened is actually at the ground floor of the large cellar. That's why that looks kind of funny, because there are stairs that go up to a landing and over your head, and then up again to another landing. So you can you would.
Oh, I see.
Start, yeah. So here's the ground
floor. So there actually should be rock over his head.
Right, and then here's about 10 feet high above your head, and then up above here is about 15 feet. So it goes up in two sets of stairs. With this, the areas over here and above your head are landing.
Okay? Oh, I see. That makes sense.
All right. With stone steps descending to the floor in two short flights. Another door stands beneath the stairs to the north, which is where you are. A large stone cistern occupies the western part of the room, which is where that water noise came from, whose walls are lined with kegs and barrels. You see a door next to the cistern on the northern side of the cistern, and that is what you see.
I'm just going to go back and let them know, like, I found, like, a bunch of barrels and there is some water.
Cistern. Yeah. So the cistern is where drinking water was retained after either a rain or whatever. It's where it's the reservoir of clean filtered water.
I'm going to just check, like, if anybody wants to come this side to check that one out, and then I'm just going to proceed further over here.
Okay, so in the meantime, okay, Lillian came back and reported his findings. Her findings, sorry, you're right. What would you guys like to do? While Bala's, you said you're heading back to the room?
Yeah.
Okay, so while Bala's headed back to the room, what are you guys going to do?
Well, if we free the prisoners, then we would probably need to take them back out to the village.
Which I would suggest that we have some amount of preparation, because I don't think these, you know, scraggly women and children are going to make this pit journey.
Why iron collars? They're already imprisoned. Were the collars attached to anything? Like chained to the wall?
They were chained in with the collars.
Okay. But were the collars chained to the wall? Or just the collar, a free collar around their neck, and that's
I assume it'd be like a slaver collar, so they'd be in prison, but then still have their collars to be moved around.
Yeah, it's just an iron collar fitted around their necks. At least that's all you saw.
Okay.
And this is, and to get there through the skeletons,
When I was trying to do the detect magic here, if there's anything magical inside the room, I can't detect it, right?
If you cast detect magic,
there's a limit of like 1 foot of rock or stone blocks. So maybe the door.
I don't know. I don't know if I can detect anything inside, because I tried detecting magic here last time.
You did, and you did not detect anything magic at the time.
Yeah. So I'll confirm if I...
There is the spell can penetrate most barriers, but it is blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 foot of wood or dirt. And these walls are probably pretty close to a foot thick. So you figure maybe you can detect something. You might be able to detect something immediately on the other side of the wall, but probably not the full 30-foot radius.
Yep. Mm. Great. So I'd like to suggest to Tankrin that we go and check on these prisoners. This time I don't want to go alone.
On the other side, I want to check the... I want to check what Eagle Eye found there. So,
well, are you going to cross?
You're gonna jump the trap.
I mean, I want to have an agreement so we can both move to either this cellar or this room. But I'm suggesting I want to check there. I'm proposing let's go there. I haven't jumped yet. So can we all move to here, and then after that we should
let Eagle Eye know what we found. I mean, realistically, like, we're not in a position to help prisoners at the moment, so I would actually be comfortable leaving them there for now. Their condition is not worse for us leaving them for another hour.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they are prisoner or not.
It's probably pretty obvious.
Yeah. Bunch of clothes piled in the corner. They're inside of prisons wearing metal collars.
Yes, the Akbatos is very odd.
Maybe that's something that you're into, but I think the average person.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're something in disguise. But
yeah, so when Ego Eye explain what he found here, we also I think we also have a chance to share the information here, right? So he also knows there's a sailor.
Well, if he's in there, then the only way to do it is yelling, and that's not a smart thing to be doing at this point.
He did come back at one point,
and he did
explain to you guys what he found. So if you would like to say you took that opportunity to explain to him that you found these prisoners over in the other room, I'm fine with that having been. I'm fine to retcon that. And say that that's what's happened. So to help him make a decision on what he wants to do.
I'm going to go ahead and make a decision for us. And I'm going to go back to that door. And with what I have, barricade it to the best of my ability.
Just move one of the sarcophagi.
What?
Actually, which way does it open?
It opens... which way does it open? It opens...
Fire safety dictates that it must open inward.
Yeah, I pray because fire safety is such a big thing. It opens inward.
Inward.
Okay, so we can't barricade it. It's very effectively.
Yeah.
So, did you guys tell me like that it's a prisoner over here? Like,
yes. Yes, we told you there were prisoners.
And three potential prisoner or someone who...
But we are definitely not equipped to take care of them at the moment.
Other than by taking them out.
Other than by just like getting them out right now. So I think those are our two options. We continue exploring, pretending like we did not see. Which none of you did.
We will rescue them eventually.
You're welcome to that. And I don't have to do as you say.
Do you remember three wolves we found in the... No, you guys don't. Yeah, I want to explore the room too. I mean, we can come back and save them or release them. Based on your description, they're just behind those bars. And right, so...
All right, so...
John, would I have been able to tell if they noticed me whenever I opened the door?
Because mm-hmm.
if I noticed them, you'd... think at least like did it make eye contact or otherwise?
Oh,
because I think if they didn't notice me, and ignoring the two things that we don't know about,
I think you just open the door and then slide and then silently close the door. So I don't even know if you have chance to have eye contact to them or something. You did not do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're being strict, like there's almost no way I would have been able to see this person to the north if the door opened inward, depending on which side of like the hinge it was on, considering I just went and closed it immediately again.
Mm.
So like I wouldn't have been able to see either the north or the south people, given that I didn't like fully enter the room to open the door.
That's true. So he goes down.
He said that if we get a 10-foot running jump, 10-foot running start, we can jump our strength in feet.
Yeah, so I think you guys all can safely jump to the other side. And for me, I need some.
Yeah, blocks. I'm comfortable just hopping to the other side.
Okay.
All right.
I jump across.
So everybody gets across fine. Sandswood, whom I want to make an athletics check.
Okay.
We're there. Well, I'm there at least to help him. I don't know about Lillian.
If somebody wants to help him, does somebody help him? Okay. Yes. Then roll with advantage.
Okay, so athletics check.
Athletics, yes.
with advantage. So it says
that is not a problem. Even the 11 would have been fine.
Okay. No, a
natural one would have been more humorous.
I do
have could have laughed at him in the hole as I help him out. I'll help him out.
You push him.
But he needs to rummage around, see if there's anything valuable.
You need to dig the pit a little deeper.
Okay. Probably, yeah, we could just enter this room.
Okay. This room appears to be, you know, exactly the sort of thing you might find underneath an old manor. It's a storage cellar with a cistern. There's a bunch of barrels and things like that that are along the walls. That's what you see here. Do you want to?
Given my attention for impatience, I'm going to go ahead and walk in front of Eagle Eye and we'll search the room for any traps or any obvious indications of people's movement.
Okay, give me a perception check. In this room, you find. Are you basically just standing? Are you walking around the entire thing, or
just within this like entryway here?
You don't notice anything unusual. It looks exactly as it appears.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is like a 10-foot tall thing, right?
And there's a doorway here and a doorway here, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the question, Bala?
This is like an elevation, right?
It's about 15 feet, and it goes up in two stages. The above your head is maybe about 10 feet up, and then another five more feet up to the.
I'm gonna walk around this stairwell up to this door, and take a peek at this door as well.
Okay.
Perception again.
Whoa.
It looks like a normal cellar door.
Cellar door. I'm going to do the same thing, but here.
What were you doing? Did you say you were doing something, Eagle Eye?
I'm trying to peek these.
Eagle Eye. He was always saying for the first.
So I just wanted to like check all these barrels and try and see like what's in there.
It's a variety of of stored foods and that sort of thing. There's salted pork, as is pretty common, as you've apparently seen a lot of. There's flour, sugar, some apples in one of the barrels, and there is a couple of barrels of ale. That's pretty typical for a cellar storage.
How about these barrels? Are they
the same thing? That's throughout the entire set of barrels and whatnot. Some of them are little small sugar barrels. Others contain salt. The bigger ones, there's like a bigger barrel of ale, and the salted beef and pork come in bigger barrels. That sort of thing.
Okay, I come to this door, grab an apple on the way, and want to peek. Is there something? Or want to listen? Is there any movement or weird sound behind the door?
Okay, give me a perception check to listen.
Listening. Hey, I have good
19.
Not bad.
You hear something, a little bit of movement in the room back. No talking. You hear a little bit of snoring, maybe. Like very light. There's clearly something or someone in this behind this door.
And also, I would like to dive into this water and see like if there is something.
You're going to get into the water and you're going to search around? Okay. Give me a perception check.
will have a lot of perception.
You get in the water, and the primary thing you notice is that it's wet.
How deep is it?
This water is wetter than usual.
What? Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, Tankrin, or actually, yeah, Tankrin, were you doing anything?
No, I'm up at the high ledge with Lillian.
Okay.
By the door.
Okay, I walk back here and explain. I can hear someone snoring behind this door.
One?
Someone. Maybe one.
Just one snore?
Yeah, just some. Yeah, maybe one. But,
yeah, but you heard a variety of noises, one of which was kind of a light snoring. But you did hear a little bit of moving around.
Okay, yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, we're not here.
I'm just suggesting that we should just check this one out because we're not hearing anything behind the store. Maybe there are some goods that we could use.
Well, given that I'm now fairly confident as a character that we're going to find ourselves in more adventure, if you will, I'm going to actually drink my potion of healing.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're down by 7, right? So I think you need to roll the dice, right? Okay, a 2d4 plus 2. Whoa, it's a lot.
Nice. 9 points. That's nearly max.
Yeah, fully healed.
You're fully healed. Nice.
I don't need that yet, but I'm going to bite the apple I grab.
Make a save versus poison.
Right. Oh, that's a constitution saving throw, I guess.
No, there would be. Yeah.
But make a sound, I guess.
Okay, so I mean, as a group, I guess I would suggest that we go deal with where we know there are others, right?
Nah,
they're enemies. Oh. Yet, similar to the. Yeah. Prisoners above, right? It could be any number of things.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying go down to where the door that sounds wood.
Yep. Oh, I'm not. I think I'm also upstairs here. I'm just behind you guys.
But since we didn't hear anything, should we just check the room right next to us and then come back later?
Yeah.
Maybe it has something that we could use.
And I feel for a deeper dungeon, we can find better things.
Right? Lillian, it's up to you. You're right by the door.
I've been convinced by your poor choices, and I'm going to open this door.
By the deeper theory that...
I'm going to attempt opening this door. Sorry.
You're opening the door that, up at the top of the...
Yeah, the one that I'm next to, the world by.
The dragon, no. I don't
know. So this is a short hallway that inclines up to what looks like the cellar entrance, it looks like this is the exit.
Does it look official? Outside or inside of a building?
Outside of a building.
So we can see the natural lights shedding.
It's dark outside. We went in when it's dark.
Stars. I don't know what time is it now.
Right. I believe it is dark at this point.
I think it's we left after dark.
Yeah, you did. So yeah, and it hasn't been that long. So yeah, it is still dark out. Yeah. But you can tell it leads to the outside.
Is it easy to travel?
I'm sorry, you broke up there.
Is it climbable?
Oh, yeah, you could easily...
Yeah, it's like stairs, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more of an incline than a...
So I'm going to go ahead and close that door again.
Yeah.
As I am wont to do. Okay, so given that that's just the way out, and we can see... the outdoors and smell the fresh air. That's not the direction we want to go.
Let's, someone is snoring, we can surprise them.
Are you going first, Nazwa?
Like, without waking anyone, like Lillian, or better stealth? I have plus five. And
well, when I know that there's someone behind the door, I'm too brave to open it myself.
Uh-huh. I can open it and try and see like what's inside. Maybe, yeah. Can I do it like a since like I Sanswit mentioned like somebody is snoring, like I just want to try the stealth and try and see like if I could just like
the door. Yeah.
Open the door silently.
You're gonna open the door silently?
Yeah.
Silently and hopefully just enough to be able to sneak inside without being seen.
Yeah.
It's not a great roll.
As give me a perception check.
Ooh, weird.
Okay. As you're opening the door, as you're opening the door, the thing that you notice the most is that you don't hear any snoring. You don't hear any moving around at all.
Mm.
As the door, something slams into the door, and I want you to make a contested strength check.
Roll
a strength check.
Okay.
Strength check?
Exactly. Oh, very close. You get pushed back 5 feet.
Oh.
And from out of the door comes a red cloaked human, and it's time to roll initiative.
Please select your token before doing your initiative.
Yes, we'll have to move the.
Where am I?
You guys kind of got moved around a little bit, but yeah, he.
Do we act like the ball on string, and we all move back 5 feet?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to have to. I think that's a. That's the way to do it.
That man is strong.
Well, that's a contested strength check.
And a 16 still lost it. Still lost it. Sorry, so it's definitely a strong one.
Yay! Initiative of 3.
Can I be better? Yeah, it's a 7. I don't have chance to wild shape. I don't know if I have chance to wild shape.
Yeah.
And that's everybody?
And it's a 4.
Natural that's 1.
It's a natural 1. Yeah.
Hey, I did twice as good as you. Oh, you're natural you, 2.
Did you select your token before doing that?
I didn't.
No, don't worry about it. I got it. I updated it.
I changed it. Whoa, I don't. It's not a. And we can see on the queue there are 3 red brand.
You can see all 3 of them.
Because we can only see 1 of it.
Yeah, the one man in the doorway wouldn't be enough to block our view of everyone behind him. So,
I
should take the skeleton off of here. And Leon, Sandswood, Eagle Eye, and Tankrin. Yeah, you guys did not do well in this initiative round.
Oh my god.
Okay, so this first ruffian, he's gonna move past his allies, which he can do. And whoops, this is annoying.
Whoa,
into this area, and he is going to attack. He gets 2 attacks. He's going to attack you, Eagle Eye, with his short sword attack.
We'll miss you.
And that's a 5. I don't think that will hit.
Oh, nice.
And his second attack
is all around the he struggles to. Bouncing around on those barrels. He's struggling to swing a sword.
Yeah, so he's moving through these barrels, kind of shoving aside some of the smaller ones. As he's doing so, he pathetically missed. He got 2 critical misses, and because he tripped over one of them, and he has fallen prone. So he is currently prone on the ground, and that gives you advantage to attack rolls, melee attack rolls, and it takes half of his movement to get up the next round. So that is where that is. The second one, let's see, we move on to the second ruffian.
Is anyone else getting updates from Roll20? I'm not.
Oh, you're not getting... I'm seeing it on the player screen that I'm...
I'm not seeing, well, like Eagle Eye's attack roll. Or, sorry, the Red Brand's two attack rolls. I don't see them. I last
actually... Oh, yeah, because those are only shown to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, for whatever reason, let me... I don't know if I select... I'm sure there's a way for me to make my roles public, but
no worries.
Yeah.
So he is. He's going to move past. Also around here, I'm going to make him make an athletics check to get around all that garbage, and he fails. He's also scrambling along these. These barrels. That was a real pathetic. Did you see that one? I don't think you did. No, you didn't.
No.
But he critically failed his dex check, and tripped over the feet of the Red Brand that just fell, and he is now fallen and on the ground. He is going to still take one attack against you, Sandswood, but what? it's going to be a disadvantage because it's going to be from the ground.
Okay.
A 12. What's your AC?
13.
All right, he missed.
Nice.
So let's see if you can keep up with that sheer luck. Because
the skin of your wisdom teeth.
What's that?
By the skin of his wisdom teeth.
That's right. It's by the skin of his wisdom teeth. This remaining ruffian is going to attack Eagle Eye twice, and he does not have any disadvantage or anything. Yes. First attack is a 14. What's your AC?
15.
Nice.
AC is a record, that's right.
15. I completely missed it.
15.
His AC is 15.
Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, that was clear. And the next roll is a 21, and that will hit. And that does 3 points of piercing damage.
Okay. 3 points, right?
Okay. And that is their round. That was not terribly effective of them, considering there were three of them. Lillian, you are up next.
Well, I'd like to... do we have a general sense for their durability or hardiness?
They seem like they are a lot more hardy than the... than the goblins that you've been fighting.
Do we know?
I'm sorry?
Are they human, elf, or...?
They're human.
They're human, okay.
Relative to the bugbear you fought, they are not as... So they're somewhere between
goblin and bugbear. Okay. That's a wide range of hit points.
It's a fairly wide range.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking to see if so you get one bonus action per turn, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. One bonus action, one reaction per round or per turn per round.
Cause I can either throw Hunter's Mark and shoot an arrow at the any of them. Doesn't really matter which. Probably the closest one.
By the way, you get this disadvantage to hit a prone target.
Is this one the one that's prone, or this
both,
one?
Both of the ones on the north side are prone.
Disadvantage to hit someone who's prone?
What's that?
Disadvantage to hit someone who's prone, or advantage?
Range.
No, disadvantage.
Yeah. And advantage in range. Go up into melee, right?
Advantage in melee, though.
Advantage for melee, disadvantage for ranged.
Okay. Okay, so I will walk past Tankrin and Sanswood here, just right around the corner, and go ahead and hit this man, well, swing at this man laying on the ground with my short sword, and then I'll use my... I can never tell where it's going to end up rolling this.
You had advantage on that. You actually got a critical hit.
Nice.
You rolled natural 20, and you did 15 points worth of damage. This guy is on death's doorstep. He is barely hanging on there. He's nearly dead.
Well, that's good, because I'm going to swing again, given that I'm going to use my two-weapon fighting and swing with my other short sword. It does not get the bonus
advantage
for damage. Oops, I'm clicking all kinds of random things.
Doesn't matter, he is dead.
Okay.
Oh, the 17.
Okay. It was actually
either way. That still hits. All right, and he is dead. Well done. That was quick.
And as a reaction, I'm going to spit on the corpse.
That's legit. All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
All right.
Actually, great. I'll go ahead and move back just to get out of the way.
Don't you move back? Can this one attack her?
No, I'm not in melee of that.
It's also prone. I'm not going to give it
opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it a tag opportunity. There was also a guy between the two of you. So, yeah, no, he does not get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
So, Sanswood.
I'm going to use my bonus action first to wild shape into a brown bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then can I attack it directly, or should I move
closer? Yeah, you can work your way around the... you know, the bear is big enough that he can shoulder aside some barrels and attack him directly, melee attack him.
Okay, then I'll do, because I can have multi attacks.
Two attacks with two claw attacks?
No, one bite and then two claws. So two times.
Oh, okay.
Three attacks?
Well, the two claws are considered one attack, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to bite it for the first attack. Whoa!
Oh!
Does he have advantage?
Yes, because he's prone.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the guy is prone. So you do 14 points worth of damage, which brings him very close to death. Not quite as close to death as the other red brand, but I don't know if it's going to matter that much.
Can I target my second one to the other one?
You can if you want, yeah.
Then I'll use claws to attack the other one without advantage, right? Because it's...
You would not have advantage on that one.
I'm targeting to the other one, not the dying one. And it's
17. Which you still did quite a bit of damage.
It's 11.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. You do a ton of damage to each one of these. The second one is for sure bloodied. Not quite as near death as the first one, but not doing terribly well. Yeah. That was a great round. You gonna do anything else?
No, I'll stay there.
Okay.
Staring at the standing one, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, they both look pretty panicked after that.
Nice.
Okay, Eagle Eye, you're up.
I'm going to use my spear.
Okay.
A melee attack on this guy.
The one to the left.
In front of you, or the one in the barrel?
Yeah.
Sorry, the one right in front of me.
Yes, you okay.
There you go.
Got it, yeah.
Come on, no.
Yeah, unfortunately, 18. That does not quite hit. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong number.
Okay.
I was looking at the 7 to hit.
Yes.
To hit. That will definitely hit. And that is enough to end him.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a bonus action as well. Like, I'm going to do a talent attack against
the other one. Yeah. Unless you're going to do it against your other party members, that's your only other option. You're going to attack a barrel. And you guys make quick work of these red brands. They kind of looked tough at first, and barging out of that door, it was a little startling. But man, you took them down. You took them down quick. So, after you are able to settle down your nerves after being attacked by those three red brands, you see through this now open door that there is a room that appears to be a storeroom that's been pressed into service as living quarters.
Where does the third one sleep?
What's that?
Where does the third one sleep? There's two beds.
Two double bunks.
Oh, double bunks.
Standing against the wall near the door. That was my first thought when I saw that.
So where's the fourth one then?
You don't know.
Oh.
Barrels and crates fill the southern half of the chamber.
I'm still better. I don't want to transform back to none.
You're gonna stay as a round or basically
around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't move my character though.
Lillian would like to let the Bearwood know. As long as you're in this form, you might as well make yourself useful and be the first through the door.
Yeah,
Eagle Eye, are you saying you can't move your character?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to change your icon to cursor on your.
Oh yeah, make sure you select the move, the select slash move
in the point top left,
in the top on your tool on the left hand side. I do that all the time because I'm constantly switching between.
Measuring
reveal and select move.
Yeah.
Pan. If you switch to pan, it's pretty. Can you do it? Is that working?
Yeah, I did select that one, but it's not working though.
Interesting. Maybe just reload app. Roll 20.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'm able to. Oh, yeah. Doesn't mean anything about you. Okay. No, so.
Yeah.
You're going into the room, Sanswood.
Sure.
Are you swimming? Is that what you're doing?
While waiting, but yeah, I climbed out of the pool, shaking to make myself dry, and went into.
Roll a perception check for me.
Perception check as a bear. Let me check first.
How perceptive is your bear?
Can I just roll a wisdom check? Because
just barely.
Yeah, that's what it would be. This is a wisdom check. Okay, yeah. Humorously enough, even though Eagle Eye spent some time in there specifically looking for things, while you're just frolicking in the water, you find a satchel hanging from a submerged rope attached to the south wall of the cistern, about 2 feet below the surface of the water. It's not visible from above the water, but in your splashing around, you brushed up against it and realized what it was.
I don't really know what a satchel is.
It's a bag.
Bag.
It's a tiny, tiny word for bag.
Okay, thank you. I tried to Google it, but I don't know how to spell it.
S-H-E-L.
I try to pick it. I'm trying to use my. Yeah, I'm trying to take it out of the pool using my claws. I guess. I think I can.
Sure.
That. Yeah, and try to throw away out of the pool, and everyone else see that.
Yeah, sure. You're easily able to. You're a big strong bear. You're able to easily rip it off of the rope.
Yeah.
it's an old water soaked rope that breaks fairly easily, and you throw it onto the ground. Where are you throwing it?
If that's the case, then here.
Okay, so the radius of the explosion is no. Just
what? Okay, magical, but yes. So the satchel is still intact, right? So,
yeah.
No, I just leave it here, so everyone can see that. I don't want to break the satchel. I cannot express myself, so everyone saw it, right?
Yeah.
Anyone want to open it, or I cannot express myself.
Yeah, you don't have opposable thumbs, so you're not going to be able to actually open it.
Just given that I'm close to it, I'll reach down, look inside what's in the bag.
Okay, so now the radius of the explosion. No. So it contains, it is a clearly waterproof bag, specifically intended to hide items for later use in this cistern. And inside you see two potions, 50 gold pieces, and a set of ordinary travel clothing.
I come close to Lily and stare at it.
And if you want to take a look at the potions, unlike many potions you will come across, these are actually labeled in common. So one is a potion of healing, which you may need at some point. The other is a potion of invisibility.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah.
I saw that too, right, when Lillian opened opened the bag, right?
Yeah, it's going to be there, sure.
I use my palm to...
Before Sanswood does any of this, can I use sleight of hand to try and slip 10 golds out of it?
Sure can.
Just 10.
So everybody else, give me a perception check.
That's fair. Perception check. As a bear.
Oh, natural 20.
Jeff is the only one who notices Lillian palming what looks to be about 10 gold pieces and whisking it away. Do you want to
Jeff? Do it?
I give Lillian a look, but I don't say anything.
Oh. I want to ask
So there's 40 gold in the bag.
Yeah, I'd like to share with the group what I found. 40
gold. Yeah, it splits very evenly four ways now.
Yeah, it splits so evenly. 10 gold piece. And I'm going to go ahead and start divvying it out to everybody.
And you said there was a set of travel clothes?
And set of travel clothes and two potions.
I'm pointing at the healing potion indicates something. I put my palm on the healing potion.
Well, it's labeled in common. We can read it.
Oh, really?
And you can read it too.
It is labeled. Now, there's nothing saying that's accurately labeled, but it is
labeled
potion of healing and potion of invisibility.
That's tricky, but yeah, I guess that's I can read common, right? I can.
Before we go further, just everybody should add 10 gold.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And I'll add 20.
Secretly.
I did have a party where one of the party members convinced another that a bottle of some kind of drow alcohol, which was also toxic in a particular way, was a potion of healing. And everybody in the game knew it, including the person who was the victim, and he just rolled with it, and it was hysterical. And it didn't come into play until, like, four sessions later, some different place. And he's like, I've got my potion of healing.
And drink it.
Oh, that was amazing. Anyway, go ahead.
Role player.
Touching that healing potion.
So does anyone want to search the rest of the bunkhouse?
Yeah, I mean, we should search the rest of the bunk, but as long as we have this bag, does anybody want the travel clothing or the...
What size of travel clothing? Are they for a human?
They would be for a medium-sized human, yes.
Like one of the red brands?
They're big for me.
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
Make an intelligence check.
Are you smart enough to tell what kind of clothing this is?
that's a save, not a check, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
I think it would probably be the same thing unless you're proficient in intelligence checks. Saves.
I'm not.
This is clearly some kind of like a go bag. Like somebody put it here in anticipation of maybe needing to leave very quickly. And have some resources available for them to get away. It makes sense. The healing potion to heal any way they were damaged, the invisibility to kind of get away without anybody seeing, the change of clothing so they wouldn't necessarily be recognized. So that's pretty clear.
Okay.
I'm so smart as a bear. I'm trying to smart this bear.
So whoever, so what, Eagle Eye, do you want to search the room? Who's got best perception bonus?
I mean, we can all search the room, right? There's no reason that we wouldn't reasonably do that anyway.
Still,
metagaming aside, like, we shouldn't always all go into a room and search it, because it just seems stupid. But, like, whenever it's a room full of boxes... Yeah. Probably makes sense that multiple people will go in and search them.
Yeah, sure. In terms of the boxes and the barrels and things like that, very very similar to the stuff that is in the outer room. This is just more storage. It looks like they just happen to also use it as a place for these people to sleep. There are hanging on the wall three dirty scarlet cloaks that are typical of what the red brands that marks them as red brands. They did not take them off the wall before. They did not don them before attacking you. And that's about all you find in the room.
So actually, given that information, and me being the only human here, which I'm assuming these red brands are humans, I'd like to put on one of those cloaks.
Sure.
Because these, I assume, unlike the ones on the bodies, would be unbloodied.
Yeah. The bodies do not have their cloaks on them. They did not spend the time to put them on before attacking you.
Everyone is in the room, right? Where is the potion?
It's in the bag.
It's still in the bag, which I'm carrying with me, but I haven't put them in my inventory yet. It's just in my hand.
I've got it on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
And then I'm still here trying to sniffing or trying to find if there anything on the Red Brand's body, because I think they are beside me, right?
On the Red Brand's body? Nothing particularly to smell, but each of them does have a belt pouch.
What is a belt? Belt.
It's a pouch that attaches to your belt.
Oh, I see.
It's literally a belt pouch.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that's something.
And if you nose them, you can hear things jingle inside.
And then, of course, I'll take them.
With what?
My inventory when I am a
bear. You cannot, you do not have hands with which to manipulate things. You cannot take anything other than, in a clumsy kind of, like when you were grabbing that bag, you just kind of clawed it and threw it. So that was no big deal. Actually doing fine motor skills, no, you're not able to do that.
That's what you get being a bear.
Help me doing that. I don't want to transform back to into a druid yet. So, okay. I'm staying there, waiting for them.
Okay.
So I was planning on searching the bodies anyway, but
Should I have confidence in you?
Because I can slide a hand my team some more.
Right. If I just went back into joy to that, oh, mine, you know.
So if you're gonna take a look at in each one of these pouches.
Yeah, I want to. Can I do that?
No, you can't. You can't. Lillian can.
I'm gonna go ahead and put in my other possessions, the red brand cloak.
Let's take a.
Just given that I've put it on. Yeah, I'll go back to the bodies and.
I'm pointing at you that there are some.
I'll start on the one that I killed.
Start on the one that you killed, yeah, which was the third. No, the second one. I don't know why I'm doing these in order. It has five gold pieces and 12 silver pieces in the belt pouch. Five gold, 12 silver.
Five gold, 12 silver. So I'd like to report to the team what I found.
Oh, honestly,
yeah.
Accurate amount.
Good. You can't lie all the time. If you lie all the time, then
it is just like bluffing in poker.
Yeah.
We don't know you lie. We don't even know you lie. But okay.
Don't know that I've lied. Only Tankrin does, and he's too much of a goody two shoes to tell on me.
Okay, so 5 gold and 12 silver.
Not in the meantime, I like to check their beds, like to see if they have hidden something under their.
Nice, good choice.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
I can also do something to the bed.
Yeah, you can collapse it.
Yeah. The only thing you find in one of the beds is a pinup magazine, early magazine. No, there you don't find anything.
Okay.
Unless you really want to add a pinup magazine to your inventory.
Given that I found...
entirely up to you.
Given that I found currency on the one body, I'm going to just go ahead and search the other two.
The second one, in order of where they're lying on the floor from that first one you checked, has, because they're annoying, 15 electrum pieces... and 2 garnets worth 10 gold pieces each.
I'm just adding all of these to my inventory, but I'm going to let everybody know what I found.
Electrum is the
I find it, I will tell
everyone in D&D.
Yeah, what is electrum?
It's a mixture of gold and silver.
Yeah, and it's worth half gold piece. So that is 7.5 gold pieces worth.
Mm. At least it's not as quite as annoying as a guinea and a pound in British currency.
What is garnet? Yeah. You said
garnet is a gem.
Oh, it's a gem. Okay, I see.
Yeah. And those are worth how much?
10 gold.
10 each. I've got it on the inventory.
On the final red brand, you find 7 gold, 16 silver.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so, I'm a little annoyed with the way they list everything here because they do it silver first, then gold, which,
wow.
I mean, who cares about the silver?
So I'm going to just walk over here to the middle of the room and lay out all of the things that I found, specifically all of the money, the garnets, and the potion.
Really being open and honest and transparent, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Got to build up trust so that they don't suspect.
So you already gave out like the 40 gold pieces, right, Alan?
I added all of the gold, electrum, and silver to my inventory, but I would remember how much it was. It was 15 electrum, 7 gold, and 12 silver, I think. Maybe I'm missing something, but whatever, like sum all of those things up.
12 gold, 15 electrum, 28 silver, and 2 garnets.
You got it.
Yeah, that's accurate. What's the ratio of silver and gold? Is 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Okay.
That's the nice thing is copper, silver, gold is all 10 to 1 at each level. And then they throw this electrum, and then platinum is the same way. And then they throw this electrum in there kind of randomly.
Yeah.
So I suggest to the team that we just split the money evenly.
Yes, it's 42.3 gold, if I'm not wrong.
43.
Oh, okay. Worth. Despite there are some electron pieces and garnet, but they're.
Well, the garnets we can't split right now.
Yeah, we can't. But it's we
just
work
the cash. Just the cash.
But we can all take like 10.5 gold worth.
Yeah, equivalent value.
Yeah, equivalent value. So okay.
I'm going to unanimously decide, and you guys can feel free to argue with this. I'll give one garnet each, along with 5 silver, to Tankrin and Sandswood.
Okay.
So each of you would get 5 silver. So I'm taking 5 silver away from me twice.
Okay.
And each of you get 1 garnet.
Okay, let me put it in my inventory, and I'm.
And then to Eagle Eye, I'm just going to straight up give, you know, I'm feeling generous. He's going to get 12 gold. He's a good bird.
He's a good bird.
I need to add the garnet into inventory. Let me check how to do that.
And then I'll basically keeping the electrum and whatever remaining gold and silver that there was.
Okay.
Oh,
and you already divvied up the 40 from the bag, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Everybody should have added 10 for that already too.
Got it.
You got 20. and then finally the 2 potions. Of invisibility and healing.
I'm so keen on the. I'm still stare at a healing potion, and I've even reached my claws to it.
I feigned some ignorance and suggested to the team, of which you cannot respond, that I've just used my potion of healing, and I could definitely benefit from a refresh.
I agree.
By the way, when I search garnet, it's a 100 gold piece worth. So
these are worth 10.
It all depends on the size of the garnet.
So also maybe I just add the custom item, right? It will be
custom item.
Okay. Yeah. Easier.
Okay, and then the potion of invisibility. Who would best benefit from that? Realistically, I think
either
our bird friend, being invisible and being able to fly, seems like a distinct advantage.
Yeah.
So I'd suggest to the team giving it to Eagle Eye.
Fine.
I get some potion. Nice.
Okay. Potion of invisibility.
And the only thing you have to remember about invisibility. It is of limited duration, and you'd have to read the spell to see how long that is. And if you attack or cast any spell while invisible, you become visible again. So you have to be careful about what you do while you're invisible to understand what's going to happen when you take an action. So, yeah, you can do lots of things while you're invisible. But as soon as you attack or cast a spell, you become visible again.
You're also not inaudible.
It's not. It doesn't silence you either.
So wing noise. So. Your wings still make noise.
Makes sense.
Yep. Okay. And then all that's left are the clothing. Does anyone have any interest? I'm inclined to just leave them on the ground.
Whoa, your distribution is generous.
I mean, we can hold on to them just in case.
Yeah.
Not gonna add
so Tankrin encumbrance. Has suggested he wants to hold on to them, so he can hold on to them.
Sure. All right.
I dumped it all out on the ground, so it's not like I'm forcing it into his hands.
Yeah. I'm so curious, can I access my inventory when I...
No.
So how do I collect those?
Everything on you transforms into bear.
So there's just some gold
lying on the
sitting on the ground.
I closing my hand.
I will scoop it up into a separate bag.
There you go.
And say that I will hold it for you, Sanswood.
Thank you. No, I'm not saying.
You can't say thank you.
I'm not.
You nod.
All right. Think that
my last wild shape. What can I do, right? But it lasts 1 hour, so tell me if we run out of time.
Eagle Eye, are you all the way back out into that corridor with the trap?
No, what? He's in the room with us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in
the room. You might want to refresh your roll 20. Mine's been a little bit weird, too.
We
refresh things always fix it.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many things in this thing. Actually, having someone who can fly naturally is super convenient for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it now? Is it during the midnight?
It's sometime in the middle of the night. Let's say. I would say it's maybe, it's probably close to midnight. You've been kind of going through here for a while. You waited until it was dark out. It was probably 9 or 10 o'clock before you even started. So somewhere around midnight, maybe a little since after.
Since we're stealthily ambushed this room, right, and no one noticed us, I cannot suggest anything. I'm still a bit, but...
Go back. So where do we go next? We have exhausted this particular branch of the. So we go back to the prisoners, or do we go back?
Or maybe suggesting you take a long rest.
No rest. Maybe a I can not.
Yeah, a short rest.
Oh, you can't actually, can you? Yeah.
Okay. Well, he can mime sleeping.
Yeah. True.
I'm trying to indicate where I'm going to want to.
I think I would argue that Tankrin's moral character probably wouldn't allow him to rest knowing that there are prisoners.
It's a proposal. I'm not.
A short rest would be okay, but I don't. I mean, at this point, we're not really down on resources other than Sandswood's, and that's a long rest you told us to recharge?
Short.
It's a short rest to recharge?
Yeah.
And a short rest is an hour.
Yeah. Right.
We're in a reasonably good defensive position right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, you want to go into the room and take a short rest?
Yep. Short rest is 4 hours, right, Joe?
1 hour.
I'm sorry?
Short rest is 1 hour?
1 hour.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and stand watch. I'm really not tired at all.
Yeah, I transform back into as a druid and say, "Yay, thank you," and go back to jump up to the bed.
Jump up to a red brand bed.
I think it should be fine. Yeah,
I give you the bag.
No, I'm the bed, not the bag.
No, I know. I give you the bag.
Yeah, thank you. And I put it into
all the money. Okay. Are you coming into the room too, Tankrin?
Yeah.
And in a short rest, I can heal myself, right? I recovered my wild shape, and
yeah, you can use your hit die, right? At a short rest.
Yeah. Depends. So I fully charge back to.
Or do you get a hit dice?
Yeah.
You roll one hit die, so you get 10 points back. Is that right?
Yeah.
You have a total of 2 to use before a long rest. So,
for a long rest.
Yeah. If you, before a long rest. So if you want to hold on to that second. And that was max healing, so Actually, you're supposed to declare how many hit dice you're using before you use them. So that was the one you could use.
So what is the hit die again? Like what?
So hit die. So you can roll one to your level. So in your case, two because you're second level. Number of the hit dice that you use to heal some of your damage during a short rest. You could choose to or choose not to. It's entirely optional. And you're limited to up to your level for every long rest. So in a day or whatever you want to call it, because it's not necessarily a day, you roll those two dice, and based upon that roll plus your constitution modifier, you get that number of hit points back in a 1 hour short rest. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And that's the only chance I can use hit dice, right? Only during a short rest.
That's the only context in which hit dice come into play.
I see.
You can reuse the hit die like when you take the short rest again.
Take
like
a long rest, you can recharge, reuse them.
Yeah, the number of hit dice you have available resets at a long rest.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
So if you take one long rest, you could use one hit die, and then the next time you could use another hit die, but you couldn't use a third hit die at any point until you hit a long rest, unless you're level three, in which case. Mm-hmm. So,
you're getting close to level three, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting there.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to use one hit die, and then I'm going to reset my key.
Okay.
Nice. You can reset your key, too. Nice.
Did you take any damage? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got four.
You got 11.
That's right.
15, is it? I don't remember.
Okay, you get 8 points back, which I think brings you up to maximum.
Yeah.
You still have one hit die left if you need it later. I agree.
I'm not the one who makes the bear noise.
Does anybody else need to take a dice?
No.
Okay. Yeah, and you get an extra point back for your dice.
Are we good for
I think so. As you can tell, my place is getting louder, so it's only going to get worse from here.
Understood. Well, it's a little after six. Do we want to call it there here, or do we want to do a little bit more?
Why don't we call it? And how much experience do we get for the three red brands?
For what you have done, you get 100 apiece. It's 400 divided four ways, which is 100. Nice.
Not bad.
Getting close.
Let me try how to do this.
Let me
see. Go to the gear icon next to your name and manage experience.
Oh, I see.
Numbers match your numbers.
755 for me, and should be for Sandswood also, and should be 705 for Lillian and Eagle Eye.
We're getting close to level three. Let's try hit more red Brandon.
I'm at 665. Did I miss something?
Maybe you should have gotten 40 for the three skeletons.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, for like, oh yes.
Okay. I don't remember if I add the fourth skeleton. How many experience do you
have? 40.
So are you 755 or 15?
755.
Oh, I see. I did not add that.
Yeah, and Lillian and Eagle Eye are 705.
Got it. Okay, nice.
So I'm missing something here. So I have 75 for the ambush tracking, 275 for the Kragma hideout, 50 for retrieving the goods, 115 for defeating the Nothic,
515.
Is that 525?
I think it's 515.
515, okay. 40 for the skeletons.
5.
And then 25 for the traps, 75 for the for the red brands.
Yeah, we're way low.
650-45 in this case.
So somehow we was the difference of 110.
Yeah, where did that go?
Might have been story bonus.
Are we helping anyone or?
Sure.
You can still give it to us, but you're trying to recalculate. Why do we have?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why. So we have 75. For some reason, I put that. So that's why my math.
Should I throw a sleight of hands to steal this 110? No,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, do I get experience for constantly tricking my?
In D&D first edition, you would. You'd have gotten 10 extra experience points for stealing 10 gold.
That would encourage a lot of weird behavior.
But if you caught me, then would I have?
I can try to do that. Caught each other to level.
Just because you chose not to say anything doesn't mean I didn't succeed.
And I have, I think, 605 for. 605 for the other for the new characters for the
and 655 for
655. That's what I have, and I'm just trying to think where the additional experience points would have come from.
We finished the hideout mission twice. We bring back so for the second,
while we're just bantering here, I'm going to, if I can find my stupid meat window, I'm gonna turn off the recording.
Okay.
But yeah,
we went back to the cave second times and killed some other things.
We also did some stuff in Fandolin
before. That's what it was. It was for the that was the 50 for no.
The second mission we got, and we got 50 golds for that. I think it also has some experience, right?
We'll call it for killing the goblins that were at the cave. That's probably what I was.
The second set of goblins.
Yeah, the second set of goblins.
Yeah, and they're so maybe that's why we have additional 110. I don't remember the detail, but
additional 100. Yeah.
Yeah.